This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization on Thursday declared the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the decision after a meeting of its emergency committee, an independent panel of experts, amid mounting evidence the virus is spreading to more than 15 countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
Twice last week, the experts had decided not to declare an emergency while they sought more information from China and awaited evidence of confirmed person-to-person spread of the virus in other countries. The declaration of a global emergency triggers recommendations to all countries aimed at preventing or reducing cross-border spread of disease while avoiding unnecessary interference with trade and travel. Meanwhile, health officials say that for the first time in the United States, the new virus from China has spread from one person to another. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Public health officials in Chicago have confirmed the first U.S. case of person-to-person transmission of a worrisome new virus. The U.S. case is reported to be the husband of a Chicago woman who fell ill after returning from a trip to Wuhan, China. Here's Illinois State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Layden.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
Officials are investigating contacts of the couple and say the man said he hadn't been to any large-scale gatherings. Illinois Director of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
This person-to-person spread was between two very close contacts, a wife and husband. The virus is not spreading widely across the community.
I'm Jennifer King.
And this is VOA.